Gemara Davav is trying to figure out what the Mahatzad of the Mishnah is. That we learn from different Avos Tzikin that there's another case that you can be chayev if you cause hezek. So the second Ukimta, Rava's Shita, is that the Mahatzad of the Mishnah comes to include Bar Misgaga, Ragli Adam, and Ragli Behemah. So our gear says, Hechi Dami, Idaf Grino Ben Arabe, Meshmul Haina Bar, etc. But Rashi says there was another girsa floating around that before we got to that point, the Gemara first says that Ibahadi da Azli Kamazki, etc. So Rashi says, don't be goreis that. That's an incorrect girsa. So what did it say? So Tosis has a fuller girsa. It says that the girsa read, Ibahadi da Azli Kamazki, kochohu, that if the hezek occurs when the Magalgel is kicking from the koch of the Magalgel, then kochohu. And what? Kochohu and Mistoma, the Magalgal should be chayiv. If he's an Adam, then he should be chayiv. And if he's a Behemoth, so then the Bala Behemoth should be chayiv. He didn't Sororos. That was the Girsa in the Gemara. And Rashi says, Bimochik ben Girsa, that Girsa is incorrect. So why did Rashi think it was incorrect? So Taisus initially feels that the reason why Rashi felt it was incorrect is because the Gemara in the third parak says that it's not normal for people to be so careful, to be Mizbonim, Bidrochim, to watch where they're going. So, how can he be chayav? What do you mean? Chayav the Megalgam within Kocha? Odom HaMazik? It's an onus. And if it's an onus, you can't be mechayav. What does that mean? You can't be mechayav? I thought we said that Tetzapach HaSpotza is Marbel Rabos Ones Kerotzen Shoge Kemezi. Well, what's Tosfos saying? This is Pshat and Rashi. That since it's not normal for people to be Mizbonim V'Derochim, so therefore he's an onus and you can't be mechayav him. You can't be mechayav a Megalgal if he's an Adam, but Adam Hamazik Ba'ones is Chayiv. What's the answer? What's the answer to that question? You should know the answer to that question. Right? Not everyone says that Adam Hamazik Ba'ones is Chayiv in all circumstances. But Taisus already points out on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Right? Taisus says that the only time that you're Chayiv is in Ones Ke'en Aveda. Right, which is Karov Lipshia, but an Ones Ke'en Geneva, you're not going to be Chayiv. Right? If it's an Ones Ke'en Geneva, since that involves someone else, that's Karov La'ones, that's not what Petzah Tachas Potz is coming to be Marbe. Petzah Tachas Potz is only Marbe, Ones that's Karov Lipshia. So Bechara, that's the simple Pshat in Rashi, that Rashi holds it. This is Ones Gomer. Adam Amazik, Ones Gomer, it's Takapota. Right? That's Bechara, the simple Pshat in Rashi, the way Tosis is explained. Okay, you just have to add that knage, because if not, Tosis doesn't make any sense. Right? That Odom HaMazik Ba'ones, according to Rashi, if it's Ones Gomer, it's not going to be Potus. If it's not normal to be Mizbonim Bedrochim, so then he's in Ones, so therefore we're not going to be Mechayed Megalgam Ibn Koch. And the Bala Takola as well. Why are we not Mechayed the Bala Takola? So it says, Tosis, well, Mechayed the Bala Takola, Midin Eish. But so what that it's only Midin Eish? Right. Rashi should have had the girsa and said that Ibahadi the Kaaz the Kamaski, not Kochahu, but the Bala Takala should be Chayim Midinesh. It's still not a Matzat, it's Chayim Midinesh. Chayim Midinesh. That's the Shittim Kobetzis' Kasha against Rashi. Taisus only helps us a little bit. Taisus explains that Rashi holds that it's not normal for a person to be Nisbonim Vidrochim, so therefore the Megalgal, you can't be Machayim. Megalgal, you can't be Machayim. But you should still be mechayev the Bala Takala Midinesh. Why does Rashi erase the Girsa completely? So we mentioned that the Maran in Tosis suggests that maybe Rashi holds that this is like a Rosh Sheina Mitzvah. Tosfos believes that according to Rashi, the Bala Takala can be chayev Midinesh. But Rashi himself denies even that. Rashi says you can't be mechayev the Megalgal Midin Kocho because what? Because he's honest? Right? It's an accident. He didn't realize that would happen. But Rashi holds that the Bala Takola can't be chayav midin esh either. What's the esh over here? That he put a bar down, he put an evan down, and now the Ragli Adam, the Ragli Behema, moved the bar to a different location, and it did hezek. And it did hezek Bahadi de Ka'azki. Bahadi de Ka'azli. Right? So that's Lechora's. The same as Eish, right? Eish, I created Davra Mazik over here, I lit a fire, and now the Ruach is going to be molech the Eish to a different location. So if Bahadi de Ka'az li Kamazki, why shouldn't it be Chai? The answer is that Eish is only the Ruach Mitzuya. But if the Ruach Shein Metzuyah took the Eish, then I'm not going to be chayav for that. So Zot the Maram, Rashi holds that a Boram is Galgal, Baragli Odom, Baragli Behema, that's like a Ruach Shein Metzuyah. That's not a normal situation. It's not a normal case. So because it's not a normal case, it's not the same as Eish. So you can't be mechayev the person who did Eish, you can't be mechayev the Baal HaKol who did Eish, because it's like a real Shein Metzuyah. That's the Maram's interpretation of Rashi. The Meiri offers a different shot at this Rashi. Yes?
If Tosfos is saying that that would be the Sidur of Kesuyah, and according to the same thing, it would be the Kesuyah, is that a performance of the Sidur of Kesuyah?
Well, didn't Tosfos say that Tosfos argues with the Rashi and says it is normal for a person to be misbon in the Durachim enough that he shouldn't kick the rock so hard that it's going to do hezek. So you see that there's some kind of a machlokas over here going on between Rashi and Tosfos. Those in that realm, and according to the Maram, about the Ruach Metzuyah. Right, so is it machlokas and metzias? How common is it? How frequent is it? I guess the answer is they both agree as to how frequent it is, but the question is, what's the halacha? Do we say that the only time that you chayav for eish is something that's a ruach mitsuya, mamish, right? That it has to be a ruach mitsuya to be chayav, and if it's anything less than a ruach mitsuya, you're going to be potter. Or do we say no, that the only time that you're potter is if it's a ruach she'ena mitsuya completely, but if it's somewhat less than a ruach she'ena mitsuya, somewhere in the middle, then you're going to be chayav for that. The question is not whether it's Mitzuya, whether it's not Mitzuya. Maybe both Rashi and Tosis agree that it's partially Mitzuya, but the question is, what level of Ruach Mitzuya do you need in order to be Chayav? Comes the Meiri and he suggests a different Pshat in that Rashi. G'doli Rabbonim ein garsin kani b'hadi d'ka'azli b'chul le'kochohu ibnei shlonir lehem l'chayav esamagalgam idin kochohu. Okay, that's the first point. The Rashi holds that the Megagal is not going to be chayav in Kochel. Ubala Takola, as well, is not going to be chayav. He says, Achashekein, potur bein ha-Megagal u-bein Bala Takola, ha-Megagal sher yadayin in a bor at shiyanuach. The Megagal is not going to be chayav because it doesn't become a bor until the Evan stops. And behadi the ka'azli Kamazki is not going to be chayav in kochel according to Rashi because it's not normal for him to be mizbanim with the rachim. Bala takola shavze b'shasta gilgal eno bora. Dr. Meiri, the bala takola is also not going to be chayav according to Rashi because b'shasta gilgal it's not his bor. It's not his bor b'shasta gilgal. So what's the Meiri saying? B'shasta gilgal, it's not the person's bor. He put a bor b'shusarabim. He put an evan b'shusarabim. But b'shasta gilgal, we don't view that as his bor. So first of all, what does the Meiri mean that it's not his bar b'shas ha-gilgal? It still is his bar. Someone else is kicking it along, but it's his bar. In Bechlal, it sounds like the Meiri is explaining why you shouldn't be chayav midin bar. It's not his bar b'shas ha-gilgal. Okay, but he should be chayav midin eish. How is the Meiri explaining why you're not chayav midin eish according to Rashi? How is he answering the Shiva Mekvetzis' kash? So perhaps what the Meiri has in mind is an idea that some of the Rishonim have a little bit later in the Gemara. The Mishnah in the second Perek talks about the case of the Tanagolim. If you have a Gemara, maybe turn to the Mishnah and follow along with me. Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, the end of the Mishnah. Tanagolim Mu'adim Lalof Kedarkon Al-Shabim. Tanagolim Mu'ad Lalof Kedarkon to walk normally and to be Mishabim. Hayad Lil Koshav Raglo V'Shahay Mahadeis to Mishabar Sakeilim Mishalim Chatzin Ezek. If there's a Delil, what's a Delil? Rashi says a Delil is anything that's tied on the foot of the Tanagol. Is the garsi dli, a bucket, a pail? It could be a bucket or a pail. It could be anything that's tied onto the foot of the tanagol. So if there was a dlil kosher beraglav and the regal of the tanagol, let's keep to that case. Let's leave out mahades here. So then mishalim chatzin nezek. If he's mishaber sakelim with that dlil, then he's mishalim chatzin nezek. The owner has to pay chatzin nezek. That's a strange idea, right? What's he paying chatzin nezek for? Chatzin Ezek we find by Karen. This is Karen. We find Chatzin Ezek by Tsroros. Is this Tsroros? Or what exactly is going on? So the Gemara Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis initially wants to say that maybe there's a chiluk whether that Delil was tied on by a person or it was tied on by itself. But in the end, leaving out the back and forth in the sugya, in the end, the Gemara rejects that, and the Gemara says, "Masnisin b'da'adiyei aduye." The case of the Mishnah is b'da'adiyei aduye, when the Tarnagol threw the Dalil. Doesn't mean he threw the Dalil. It means that he's waving his limbs, and the Dalil, or the Dalil, the item that was tied onto him, got thrown, and it was Mishabra Sakalim. So what happened over here? Was it tied on by a person? It got tied on by itself? So according to the Maskana of the Gemara, b'da'adiyei aduye, we're talking about whether it was tied on by itself or tied on by a person. Even if a person tied it on, if the Tarnagol is throwing the Dalil, right, if he's moving his limbs and the Dalil gets thrown from the Tarnagol, so then the Baal HaTarnagol is Chayav Chatzi Nezek. Why is he Chayav Chatzi Nezek? Midin Tzoros. Midin Tzoros. Ella Masnisin says Rashi Lo Masukno El Bidadia Duye Shizar Katarnagol had Lil Vishiba Bizrikoso Kalim the Havut Tzoros. I told about Tzoros over here. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even if Kosher Adam, even if a person tied the Lil onto the Tarnagol, the Kosher is not going to be Chayef. The Baal HaTarnagol is Chayef Midin Tzoros. The Akosher Potash says Rashi, in the Maskon of the Gemara, the one who tied the Dalil onto the Tarnagol is Potash. Why? Shalom niskal adam bevora. Because the person who tied the Dalil onto the Tarnagol, so he made a bor b'shasarabim. No, he put his pail onto the Tarnagol, he put a bor b'shasarabim. So it's his bor. So comes the Rashi and says, no, since the Tarnagol threw that bor, he threw the pail, threw the Dalil, it's not the bor of the kosher anymore. Moniskal adam bevora, no one got tripped up in the bor. The kalim weren't broken by the bor of the individual, so therefore the person is going to be potter. The person who tied the Dalil, not the Tarnagol, is going to be potter. Only the Baal HaTarnagol is chayav midin tzoros. This is Rashi. Taisus is troubled. The Kuntres Pirish says Taisus lemasukma masnisim mishum shakosher hayapotter kevin da adye aduyesh loniskal adam bevora. Rashi says that Rav Huna's statement that the Loshon Loshenikshar Me'elav al Kosher Adam Chayev is chilek between Kosher Adam as opposed to Nikshar Me'elav, Rav Huna was talking about a different case. No, not for now. A Dalil Shel Hefker. That's not what the Mishnah is going on. The Mishnah is going on even if Kosher Adam. Why? If Kosher Adam, so why should the Baal HaTarnagol be Chayev Chatzi Nezek? Maybe the Kosher should be Chayev. No, Rashi says Shel Niskal Adam Bebar. The kosher leperusha effect is mikol makom lechayim mishum isho dahavi ka'avnu sakinu maso shenichem brosh gagav and afu b'ruach mitzuyah v'yiziku b'havi da'azli the high Tarnagol havi k'ruach mitzuyah. Says Taisvis, the Tarnagol is like a ruach mitzuyah. It's totally normal for the Tarnagol to flail its limbs, to shift, to move things around. So he's going to throw the Dalil. And the person should have known that. So you want to tell me, Rashi, that if Kosho Adam, the person's not going to be chayav because his bor is not here anymore? No one was niskal beboro, now it's the Tarnagol's bor, it's not his bor? Forget about bor. It's Eish. Avna sakinu maso shinichem brosh gago v'nafu b'ruch mitzui is chayav midin Eish. If bahadid azli kamazki, that's chayav midin Eish. To this case as well. Kosho Adam. Person took a Dalil, tied it onto the Tarnagol, so he takes his koch, he takes a Dovra Mazik, and he puts it into a circumstance where some other koch can take it for a ride. Why is that different than Eish? Eish, you lit the Eish, and now the Ruach, Mitzuya, is going to take it, and it's going to do Hezek in a different location. So why is this any different? Why should you not be Chavi than Eish? Tosus leaves a bit Tzarachi, and he says, I don't understand what Rashi is saying. I don't understand what Rashi is saying, because according to Rashi, the person ties on the Dalil to the Tarnagol. Maybe he shouldn't be chayav midin bor, but he should be chayav midin Eish. Zok the Tosis Rid, I'll tell you what Pshat in Rashi is. Tosis Rid, there on the Afri Testament days. L'masukam ela aval ha-Tarnagol v'da'ad yehaduyeh. The cave of the Hachi who said the Tosis Rid Ein Lomar Bo Kosher Adam Acher Chayek Kedefishes Madura Kamen. You can't say kosher adam chayim. Once it's b'da'adye aduya, if the tarnagol is throwing the delil, then even kosher adam is going to be potter. Why? Dr. Tosis read, the kevan the sheni ovid maisa botla gramoso shel rishon. Underline it. That's a key line. Since the sheni did a maisa, who's the sheni? The bala tarnagol? The sheni did a maisa? Who's the sheni? The tarnagol did a maisa. Right? The tarnagol was adye aduye. The tarnagol threw the delil, flailed its limbs, and somehow the delil got thrown from the tarnagol. So once the tarnagol did a maisa, botla gramoso shel rishon. The mice of the Rishon is bottle. The mice of the Balak Lil is now bottle through the faces. That's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi holds you can't be Machayev and Midin Bor. Can't be Machayev and Midin Bor. Shlo Niskal Adam Beborim. No one was Niskal in the Bor of the Balad Lil because now it's moving. It's not in its location. You can only be Machayev someone for Bor if it's in its location. And Midin Eish, you can't be Machayev him either. Explains the Tosin Spirit. That's because Once the Tanagol did a maisa, so that's mevata, the maisa of the Baal Hadlil, the tying of the Dlil onto the Tanagol, and therefore you're not going to be able to be mechayefim. Therefore you're not going to be able to be mechayefim. Even Midanesh, you're not going to be able to be mechayefim. This is different than Ruach. Why is it different than Ruach? Chora, the answer is that the case of a Ruach, we don't look at the Ruach as an independent maisa. It's not a separate mice. It's part of nature. The ruach is part of nature. When someone does a mice a hezek, when someone does a mice that's going to produce a hezek, and then it's abetted and aided by the ruach that's viewed as a chelik of the mice adam. It's a hemshech of the mice adam. So if a person lights a fire and then the ruach takes it for a ride, so it's a hemshech of the mice adam of the mavir. But in this case, since there's a behema doing a mice, the behemoth might not be a bardas, but he's still doing a maisa. So that maisa is mevatel, the maisa of the kosher. We can't take the maisa of the kosher seriously. It's mevatel, the maisa of the kosher. It's not considered a grama anymore. It's not considered a gorem, not a grama. It's not considered a gorem. It's not his maisa anymore, so therefore you're not going to be mechayev the kosher. That's the chor what the Tosfos Reader is saying to explain Rashi on Daf Yutes. Dr. Shmuel Rizovsky, maybe that's Pshat and Rashi on our daf as well. Rashi on our daf didn't like the girsa. Ibahad da'azli kamazki, we should be mechayev someone. So the fact that Shita Mekobat says, but be mechayev him midin esh. Even if you don't want to be mechayev him midin kocho, right, you don't want to be mechayev the megalgel, but be mechayev the balat hakola midin esh. So maybe the answer is Rashi l'shita. So Rashi assumes that as long as you have another maisa involved, if there's a maisa behema or a maisa adam, either one, if it's misgalga barakli adam or barakli behema, either one, the maisa adam or the maisa behema is mevatel the maisa of the balat hakola. The balat hakola placed an evan in the rishus harabim, he put a bor there. That's a maisa hanocha. It's like a maisa kriya, so to speak, a maisa kriya sabor. But once you have another maisa, you have a maisa of the megalgal. The Gilgul is mevatel the maisa of the balat hakola, and now you can't be mechayev the balat hakola bichlal. You can't be mechayev him midin kocho. This is not his kocho. It's over because once you have a Gilgul, it's not his koch. But you can't even be mechayev him midin eish because eish presupposes that the maisa of the maver is continuing through the ruach. But if you have another maisa, if a maisa of a behema, maisa adam, that's taking it for a ride, right? You have a maisa behem, maisa adam. That maisa is megalgel. The maisa gilgal is mevatel. The maisa of the balat hakola, and that's why the balat hakola is going to be chayev in ganzen. So Michayev, he's going to be potter in ganzen. Not only is he potter midin bor, because his bor is moving, he's even potter midin hesh because we don't take into account his maisa. This could be what the Meiri had in mind with Das Rashi. The lashon of the Meiri again. Is Ubalat Hakola Shavze Bishas Hagilgal Eno Bor. Bishas Hagilgal, it's not his bor. What's the Meiri saying? He is focusing exclusively. He's focusing exclusively on the chi of bor. He's saying you can't be mechayev the Balat Hakola midin bor because his bor is moving. It's moving through another mechanism. But it could be what the Meiri is having in mind is not just that it's not his bor. It's not his bor. It's not his maisa. Nothing relates to him Bishas Gilgal. not that once there's a Gilgal going on, so the Maisa of the Megalgal is Mevatel, the Maisa of the Baal HaTakala. So he did do a Maisa Kriya Sabar when he put the Bar B'Shesarabim, he put the Evan B'Shesarabim. But once there's a Megalgal, there's a new Maisa over here, that Maisa is Mevatel from his original Maisa Hanocha. So if it's Mevatel, his original Maisa Hanocha, so then you're not going to be able to Mechayev him even Midin Eish. As opposed to Ruach, the regular case of Eish, the Ruach is not a separate Maisa. The Ruach is an extension of the Maisa Adam. It's a part of Teva. So it's an extension of the Maisa Adam, so therefore you can be Mechayev the Mavir Midin Eish if the Ruach takes it by Ruach Mitzvah. Question, yes?
Is this idea specifically to Eish, or is it a general idea in
I don't know where you're headed, but the Parshat Pshat is it's a din in Eish. That Eish, you can be chayev if the Ruach Metsuya takes it, but if there's a Maisa Adam, if there's a Maisa Behema, any kind of Maisa that's motzi from that koach, so then you can't be mechayev din in Eish.
You can't use this as a to be a form of Sala doesn't work. It wouldn't attack, so to speak, Rava's shot.
No, because Rava's talking about where the Bar Mezgalgal then lands in the Rosh Hashanah, and it does Hezek after it's landed. So it is a Bar after it's landed. The problem is, since there's no Mice of Garmelo, it's not similar to Stam Bar, so I can only know it from a Ma'at Sad of Bar and Shor.
But if we have this idea that the second action of being Mezgalgal amongst the Rosh of the people, it only removes the first person's actions.
No, so that's what the Meiri says. B'shas HaGilgal, it's not his bore. The reality is, the guy did put the bore b'shas HaRabim. So you can't say it's not a bore after it lands. But it's not his bore at the time of the Gilgal. Once it lands, so then Ataka is his bore again. No? Once it lands, then it's going to be his bore. Yes?
Isn't it interesting that the Meiri says B'shas Gilgal, it's not his bore? Because...
But that's exactly the point. That's Shalom's point. The Bar Mezgalgal Baragli Adam Baragli Behema is going to be a Bar after it lands. It's just you're not going to be able to Mechayev him Midin Bar exclusively because it's not similar to Bar completely. But he is going to be Chayev Midin Bar. It's just Bar plus Shor. He needs a Ma'atzad in order to get the Chiyah.
According to what we're saying with the Meiri, shouldn't you have said like Machmas the Gilgal or something like that because someone else kicked it and it was Mevatel the original Maisa, so...
No, Mevatel, the original Maisa, is only Bahadi de Ka'azli Kamaski. Meaning, since there's now a Maisa operating on it before it lands, so at that time, whatever is happening at that time doesn't relate to the Baal HaTakola, it only relates to the Megalgal. And if you're going to be part of the Megalgal, so then the Megalgal is going to be part there as well. But the point is, it doesn't relate to the Baal HaTakola anymore because when it's in motion, then we focus on the Maisa of the Megalgal and not the Baal HaTakola. What comes out? So there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in this case. You have the Bora Mezgalgal, Bahadi de Ka'azli Kamazki. According to Rashi, no one's chayv. Not the Megalgal, not the Baal HaTakola. The Megalgal is potter because of onus. It's not normal to be misbonim v'drochim. And the Baal HaTakola is potter because there's no chayv. There's no chayv bor because the bor is in motion. There's no chayv eish either because the maisa of the Megalgal was mevaka from the maisa of the Baal HaTakola. What does Tosfos hold in all this? So Tosfos says that Bahadi de Ka'azli Kamazki, he thinks the Megalgal should be chayv. The Eilam Ocho Bishvil Kach says Tosfos. The Inyan Kedishal Yocho Kokach Bechozek Shiatizu V'Yaziku Darko Lizbonin Shaper. It's normal to be Mizbonin B'Drochim enough that you're not going to kick the stone so hard that it's going to do Hezek. It's not an onus. Ulahachi Parach Kocho V'Yizchayv HaMegalgal Akol. The Megalgal is an Adam HaMazik, he's Mazik B'Yadayim, so Avadah he should be Chayim. Why shouldn't he be Chayim? There's nothing wrong with the Girsa. The Girsa is perfectly good, because he's not an Onus, he's Chayim Midin Kochum. Is he the only one Chayim? Is the Baal HaTakola also Chayim? So here Tosfos has a Chiddush. He says, not only is the Megalgal Chayim, he's the only one Chayim. Ulahachi Parah Kochum Hu B'Yizchayim HaMegalgal HaKol V'lo Baal HaTakola. The Girsa is Kocho, who it sounds like we're focusing on the Megalgal, that he's the only one who's going to be Chayev. So it says Tosfos, the Baal HaTakola is not going to be Chayev at all. The Megalgal is Chayev Bekulo, and the Baal HaTakola is going to be Potter and Gans. Frek Tosfos, the Avagat Lagabe Kelev Shanot Lacharev Halach Lagodish, Parach Begemar Lachayev Balagach Halas Nami Yishu Baal HaTakola. Mishna Daf Chafalef Amibayz, Nesugya V'Eish, Mishnah says, "Hakelish not a charor v'halach l'gadish. Ochal a charor v'hidlik hagadish. Shal a charor mishalim nezek shalim v'lagadish mishalim chatzin nezek." The kelav eats the charor, chayv nezek shalim on the charor because it's midin shame. The alagadish is mishalim chatzin nezek. Alagadish is mishalim chatzin nezek. Why chatzin nezek? So the Gemara explains. Gemara explains what's going on. Why it's only chatzin nezek. But the Gemara also asks, sounds from the Mishnah that the Balak Helev is Chayiv. How about the Balak Achelis? L'chayiv Balak Achelis. So ask Tosis, don't you see from that the Balak Achelis is also going to be Chayiv? Hayinu Mishum the Kelev Lav Bar Deyahu. The Kelev, the one who takes the charara, who takes the esh to the god, she's lav bardeya. So there are two forces working here. There's the mavres ha-be'era, the madlakes ha-esh, and you have a magalgel, so to speak, right? The kelev is taking the esh. So Zok Taisis, if the one who's taking the esh is a lav bardeya, so then both are going to be chayiv. Then we split it. Then both of them are going to be chayiv. Even the balak ha-chal should be chayiv as well. Aval hocha ha-magalgel bardeya hu. But here the Megagel is a Bardeya. So if the Megagel is a Bardeya, then he's going to be Chayiv. Kochohu. He's going to be Chayiv. And the Baal HaTakol is going to be Potter and Gansin. Okay, this is Taisa Sheep. Rashi holds both of them are going to be Potter. Taisa says, no. The Megagel is going to be Chayiv. He's not an honest, so he should be Chayiv. It's Chayiv in Kocho. But the Chiddush is only he's going to be Chayiv and not the Baal HaTakol. Because if the Megagel is a Bardeya, then the Baal HaTakol is going to be Potter. Rabbeinu Peretz is a third sheep. Rabbeinu Peretz says, I agree with Tosfos against Rashi that the Megagel should be Chayiv. He's responsible. He's not an Onus. He's responsible for what happens. But why should the Baal HaTakola be Potter? Why should he come off scot-free? Miu ein lemochel b'shvilai taima, quotes the Rashi, and he says, he shouldn't be mochek de girsa. The Lugabi said, da'ako shapri lehizbonish lo yolcho kolkach b'chozka Chiatiza v'yaziko, mamish the zel bazar, the same as Tosfos. He's not an honor, so the Megagel should be chayiv. Umikomokom kosher, for Ektor Rabbeinu Peretz, the my parach kochohu, the loshen of the girsa kochohu sounds like who should be chayiv? Only the Megagel. That's what got Tosfos moving. It's like Tosfos made this up. There's a big svar in Tosfos. We're going to work on Tosfos. What is his svar? He has a svara for it, but he was motzi this idea from the girsa of the Gemara, because the girsa of the Gemara is kochohu. It sounds like the Megagel is the one who should be chayiv. So, Frekter Rabbeinu Peretz, I understand it says kochohu, the Megagel should be chayiv. But my parah kochohu via Megagel chayiv lo baal takala ha aminan lekaman perakaitzad gavi kelav shnot lacharav halach lagodish v'chulei uporech v'lechayiv baal agacheles. Alma mechayev balagachel as du balahezek velo balakelev. Davi kamo amagalgal. Sounds like the balagacheles is chayev, or at least partially chayev. Why over here do we think the megagel is going to be chayev? Yeshlom azokter Rabbeinu Peretz da de parachosim elchayev balagacheles v'karach lav de mechayev akol kamar ela rotzalama de mechayev mechza mechza balagacheles v'idach mechza lechayev balakelev. Davi amagalgal. Mechza. Rabbeinu Peretz sees a steer between the two sugyas. He doesn't answer up the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beit by saying, no, that's different, where the Megalgel is a Lav Bardeya. If the Megalgel is a Lav Bardeya, then we split, but if the Megalgel is an Odom, if he's a Bardeya, then the Megalgel is Chayiv exclusively. But rather, the Rabbeinu Peretz says, from that Gemara, you see that you have to reinterpret our sugya and say it's Mechzo, Mechzo. The Kochu doesn't mean that the Megalgel is going to be Chayiv alone and not the Baal HaTakola. No, they're both going to be Chayiv. Mechzo, Mechzo. So that's a third sheet. Hashanicha Shapir, Hashanicha the Hochi Perushi, Vahadi the Azdi Kamazki Kochu, Vulachayiv HaMegalgel Mechzo, Ubalabar Mechzo. Nochamo, Rashi says they're both going to be Potter, Vahadi the Kazdi Kamazki. Tosfos says only the Megalgel is going to be Chayiv if he's an Odom. If he's a Behema, if the Megalgel is a behema, then it'll be mechtzu mechtzu. If he's a lav bardeya, his rai is from the Gemara of Chafal Hanbeis, and the Rabbeinu Peretz says no. The resolution between Chafal Hanbeis and our Gemara is that in both cases it's mechtzu mechtzu. Whether it's behema, whether it's adam, it's going to be mechtzu mechtzu. Tosis holds that if it's behemah, it's mechtzel mechtzel, but if it's adam, then dafka the megalga is going to be chayv and not the balat hakol. Okay, these are the three shittas. Interesting, the riot to the Rabbeinu Peretz. How is sugya the riot to the Rabbeinu Peretz? What does Rava say? That lasuye bara mezgalga baragli adam baragli adam uvaragli behemah. Both Rava gives both cases. If the girsa is ibahadi the kaaz the kamaz ki kochohu, so that line is going on both ragli adam and ragli behemah. According to Tosis, it's really choluk, right? When the Gemara says kocho, it means if it's mezgalga baragli adam, so then kochohu, and the megalga is going to be chayav by himself. So it comes out that if it's mezgalga baragli adam, then the megalga is chayav kulo. If it's mezgalga baragli behemah, then it's mechtzu mechtzu. It's lachatzain with stodin katani. It's a big chiddush. Much easier to say that it's the same din for both cases. Rabbeinu Peretz would say it's the same din. Rashi denies the whole gisa. Rabbeinu Peretz would say it's mechtzu mechtzu, whether the megagel is the behemah or the adam. According to Tosis, you have to say litzdadin katani, that there are two cases over here, but this gisa in the Gemara that Tosis likes would not be the same in both cases. If the megagel is ragli adam, then the megagel is going to be chayv exclusively, and the baal takol is potter entirely. If the megagel is ragli behema, then it'll be mechtzu mechtzu. These are the three shittas. What is Tosis shita? Let's spend time now on Tosis shita and try to figure out what the svara is. Right, Tosis has this idea that if the megagel is the bar deya, so then the baal takol is not going to be chayav lulav. Why is that? If you would ask me, I'd say mechtzu mechtzu. They're both playing a role over here, so why not say mechtzu mechtzu? The Tosis says like this: Teva din hidlik eish bo achav v'saraf talis chaveru, o chafa boru bo achav v'dachav shor chaveru l'socho. Ain svar shi'is chayav bala boru bo bal ha'eish. We had this already, right? We quoted this earlier. We just had the snippet, but now we have the whole background. Now we really understand what Tosis is bringing this for. What does Tosis say? But if Reuven is madlik an eish, and then Shimon comes, takes that eish and burns the talis of Levi, so who are you going to be with chayav? Who are you going to be mechayev? Reuven? Reuven lit the fire. But Shimon then took the fire and burned someone else's talis with that fire. So of course you're going to be mechayev Shimon. Oh, chofer bar, let's say Reuven is chofer avor. He does the maisa kriya. But then Shimon comes and is dochev shor chavera. Shimon comes and is dochev Levi's shor into the bor. So who are you going to be mechayev? The bala bor, the bala eish. That's who you're going to be mechayev? No, in both these cases, if Shimon comes and does the Maisa Hezek with the bar, does the Maisa Hezek with the Eish, then Shimon's going to be chayev, not Reuven, not the Balabar Balaish. But Hamagalgal Baragle Behemim, Hizik Bahadi Da Azli, Yischayev Ushneim, Balabahemu Balat HaKolo. Mizgalgal Baragle Behema, then it's Cholo, then it's half and half. Mizgalgal Baragle Odom, the Odom is going to be chayev. Why? Doesn't make sense. The Svara says Tosis. The Svara is that if Shimon takes the Eish of Reuven and is Madlik Gedisho Shel Levi, of course Shimon's going to be Chayim. If Shimon throws a shore into the boar of Reuven, Avada Shimon is going to be Chayim. Why? What's the Svara? Tosis is such an obvious Svara. What is that Svara? So the Meiri, in the same Dir Masch, he has a lot of gold in this Dir Masch. The Meiri says, there's a line. He quotes the Rashi and he works on the Rashi. But he likes Tosis. He disagrees with the Rashi. He quotes the Rashi, then he quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz. V'yesh mefarshim bozeh kochu hu v'yischayv ha-magalgal b'mechtzav ba'atachol ha-mechtzav. So he has all three perushim. He has Rashi, he has the Rabbeinu Peretz, but then he says, mikomokom onu mefarshim shi'yischayv b'kulon. We explain, like Tosis, we explain that the magalgal is going to v'yischayv everything. Kemazigom. Like a mazigam, kemo shenotal eizah dover shal chaver avehizik bo shu chayev v'lo bal hadover. Drop the Meiri. Why is the megagel chayev exclusively? Because he's the mazik. It's like if he took something, if he took mammon from someone else, and he did hezek with that mammon. What's the Meiri saying? It's like if a person takes a stick. Let's say Reuven owns a baseball bat. Shimon takes the baseball bat. And he breaks a window with that. So do you say that the baseball bat is responsible for that hezek? That's a maisa hezek of the baseball bat? No. It's just an implement in the hands of the mazik. Right, you take the mammon of your friend. Right, Shimon takes the mammon of Reuven and does hezek with the mammon. We don't say that Well, two things did hezek: the person did hezek, and the mamon did hezek. No, the mamon is just a makil; it's just a stick; it's an implement in the hands of the other individual. Up the Meiri, that's why the Magagal is the only one who's going to be chayav. Bahadi de kaazli kamazki. Noch amal. We're talking about bahadi de kaazli kamazki. Rav is talking about after it's noch. But if it's mazik, when the Magagal, when it's rolling, the Magagal is the only one who can be chayav. Why? Because he just takes an implement. He's taking the Evan and doing hezek with the Evan. You can't be mechayev the Bala Takala, the Bala Evan, because the Adam is just taking that implement and doing hezek with it. So of course he's the one who's going to be chayev. L'chor, what the Meiri has in mind is that's the svar of Tosfos. Right? If hid l'ka'esh chafar bar, but someone else, another Adam came and did a ma'isa hezek with the bar with the esh, so of course you're going to be chayev the Adam. Because it's like taking an implement, taking the makel, taking the stick, taking the mammon of Reuven and doing hezek with it. So of course Shimon, the one who took the makel and did hezek with it, he's the one who's going to be chayav. We're not going to be chayav the bala mammon. That's the Meiri's understanding of this svar of Tosfos, that the adam who does a ma'isa with the chefts of someone else, with the bor, the esh of someone else, is no different than taking a makel of someone else and doing hezek. We readily understand that if you take someone else's stick, you're not going to be mechayev the owner of the stick. You're only going to be mechayev the adam. So too over here, we're only going to be mechayev the adam, we're not going to be mechayev the bala esh or the bala bor. What's difficult with this chant? Yes.
Didn't we say that this is different because when the original bala made the bor, it was already fit to do damage versus in this case with the fire, like it wasn't necessarily going to do damage until Shimon took it. But here, the guy made a bor and it was going to do damage, and then the guy just happened to move it. Like, they should both be
live
because it was the Baal's fault for making
the
damage.
No, if he put the boar here in the Rishas Arabim, so then the Magagal is doing damage with the boar, but you put a Dover HaMazik in the Rishas Arabim, so why should you be potter for that?
Right. So maybe they should both be
live. No, so comes the Meiri says that since an Adam is doing Hezek with this item, so it's like taking a stick. Why is this different than taking a stick? What's the difference? Why is it different than taking a stick? Yeah.
Because we have the factor of the piece, I guess. So we set in motion and we want to take the extension of the original myself still. Meaning, if in this case there's still some remnant of the Baal Tagala having put something down, in the baseball game case, I guess,
It's not doing hezek in the place of the takala. The takala was placed down in the Rishas Rabbim. It's a bor, but when it's this galgel, it's not a bor. It's his cheftza, but it's not a bor then. So, l'chora, the svar of the Meiri is a good svar, no? Isn't it like the stick, yes?
But wasn't it originally created to do hezek? So, like, it's still like...
But not b'derech gilgal. It was originally created to do nezek if someone came and tripped over it. That's what the person did. So it belongs to him, but it's not doing hezek in the same way. It's doing hezek b'shas gilgal. Yes?
Where is the stick being taken from? I mean, is the stick... If I left a baseball bat in the Zerabim, so okay. Then there's partly basically a sheet on my part for leaving it there, no?
Let's say it's put on the side of the Rishas Sarabim, so no one's going to trip over it. It's not a bar Rishas Sarabim. But someone sees the baseball bat, he takes it and breaks a window with it. So I didn't do a pshia to leave it on the side of the Rishas Sarabim. I'm going to come back and pick it up later. I didn't do a pshia. He came and took my stick and he did a hazard with it. Yes.
I'm assuming the gilgal is not the kavana. Shouldn't he be able to take the baseball bat and maybe the gilgal can trip and knock the...
Gilgal is not bekavana, but if an adam
baseball bat, it's not a pshia. This person is a pshia. If you have a baseball bat and knock someone's window, that's as amazing as it gets. But this is talking about where someone's walking and you're just walking into a pshia recklessly. So that's not the same thing as picking a baseball bat and recalling this that you should have been more careful.
But apparently that's close enough. As long as he's a poshea, then we assume that there's a kavana. I mean, there's no real kavana. I hear you. It's no real kavanah over here, but if there's a pshia, it's like a kavanah. Right? Tosfos must assume that there's a kavanah over here. We treat it like there's a kavanah. Right? You gotta say that, because the hemshech of Tosfos is assuming that if the adam would be shlo b'kavanah, then he wouldn't be chayav. Somehow, with the gilgal, we assume that if he's walking, he's walking b'kavana, so then the Maisa Hezek is viewed as Maisa Hezek b'kavana. Last one, yes.
I'm able to expect something to move, and we can just rub the bat, and perhaps stuff it.
So the bat should be more chayv or less chayv?
If he takes it from my rishos, more chayv in that case.
More chayv in the bat case?
If he takes it from my rishos, then he doesn't break it. Me as the owner, I should be more, as the owner, I'm potter legamre, right?
You're potter legamre by the bat.
If I leave it outside, whereas I can expect something to go walking around.
But you expect the person to be walking around and he's going to do hezek. He's going to be magalgal the rock and do hezek. I should expect that more. I'm looking for something totally different.
The rock itself is only the hezek.
Leave this out. The kash is like this. What's Rava saying? Rava says that bar misgalgal baragle adam uvaragle behemi. He gives two cases, right? So, is the Meiri Svara working within both cases? Ibahadi the Ka'az the Kamazki Kofo, yeah? Trying to figure out Bahadi the Ka'az the Kamazki Kofo. Tosis distinguishes between Ragli Adam as opposed to Ragli Behemoth. That if the Adam is the Megalgel, so then since he's a Bardeya, the Maisa Hezek is attributed to him, not to the Baal HaTakala. Why? Because if he's doing a Maisa Hezek with the Mammon of someone else, we don't look at it as though the Baal HaMammon did the Hezek, the Adam did the Hezek. That's the Meiri Svara. But if you think about it, then that should apply to Bar Misgagal Baragli Behematu. Bar Misgagal Baragli Behematu. If the Behema takes a stick from someone else, right? The Behema takes a stick from someone else, and he does hezek with the stick. The Behema takes a delil and does hezek with the delil. You're going to be machayev the bala delil if the Behema takes the thing and does hezek with it. The chorid should be the same as Adam. Taisus is making a distinction between Maisa Adam as opposed to Maisa Behema. What's the chilat? According to the Meiri, there is no chilat. The yisod is that you can't be mechayev a Baal HaMammon for Hezek if there was a Maisa done with this Mammon. Once there's a Maisa done with the Mammon, so then it's not the Baal HaMammon is chayev for the Hezek, it's the other individual. Even if the Mammon is a Davar HaMazik, it's a bor. It's a davar amazik. But it's a davar amazik. It's a bor. Right? It's a davar amazik bimkomo. But if there's a maisa gilgal then, so then the megalgel should be the one who's chayiv. So in the case of behema, the bala behema should be chayiv bakulo. Why does Tosis say that only by the case where the odom is megalgel, then the odom is chayiv bakulo? Even if the behema is megalgel, the bala behema should be chayev bakulo. Why bakulo? Why shouldn't I split it? How can you be mechayev a bala takola? The bala takola didn't do the hezek. Bahadi the ka'az the kamazki, the behema is doing that hezek. The behema is taking the stick and doing hezek with the stick. It's not the bala takola doing hezek. His object is doing hezek, but it's no different than the person who owns the stick. We're not going to be mechayev the bala makel for the hezek that the Adam does. You're not going to be mechayev bala makel if a behema takes the stick and does hezek with it. So why should Taisus distinguish between Ragli Adam, Ragli Behema, according to the Svara of the Meiri, if that's the understanding of Taisus, that whenever there's a Maisa done with some other mama, with another Cheftza, we always attribute the Hezek to the Bala Maisa, not to the mama, so then even if the Behema is the one who does the mama, we should attribute it to the Bala Behema. Attribute it to the Bala Behema. Why should they split? Why should the Bala Takola be Chayev in the case of the Behema? The Pshim wants to suggest maybe there's another pshat in Taisus. Maybe Taisus means something different. I think we mentioned this a while back. We mentioned it b'shem Rav Baruch Ber, Rav Shmuel and Simon Gimel. Both Rav Baruch Ber and Rav Shimon want to suggest that maybe there's something special about the chiyuv of bor and eish. What's the mechayiv of bor and eish? The mechayiv of bor and eish is asiyas hatakol, mavir asabeira, you lit the fire. You dog the bar. And if you open a bar, it's like a Maisa Kriya, as the Gemara says. Right? It's command the Kari Dami. It's like you did a Maisa Kriya. The Pshat is if you make a Takola, the Torah is going to be Mechayev you. You create a Takola, you did a Maisa Vasiyas Takola, so then the Torah is going to be Mechayev you for that Asiyah. Now, the fact is that Yechayev for Eish, even if the Ruach takes the Eish for a ride, why is that? Because anything that's natural, anything that's part of nature, you're held responsible for. That's part of your kriyas habar. That's part of your hadlaka. If you light a fire, And through natural means, that fire is going to be doing hezek. If the ruach is going to take that, so then that's part of the hadlaka. When you are madlik the esh, a chelik of that maisa is everything that maisa can accomplish directly or through another agency. But if that's part of the teva, if that's part of the nature of things, so then you're going to be chayef for that asiyah satakola, even with the eventuality that a chelik of nature is going to take it for a ride and do hezek beyond its original place. But if the hezek is done by a bardas, it's not done by something that's not a bardas, then that's not viewed as an extension of my mice. When can I view something as an extension of my mice? That's where the hezek is not done by a bardas. If it's done by ruach, if the ruach takes it for a ride, so that's an extension of my mice, because it's like a chelik of my mice. If the hezek is done by a behemah, even though the behemah does a maisa, it's doing an action, but if it's not a bardas, then that's viewed as a chelik of teva. It's a chelik of teva. There are animals walking around in the street, and it's like a ruach. It's no different than a ruach. Adam is different. Since Adam is a bardas, Taisus holds, since Adam is a bardas, that's not nichlal in my original maisa. It's something unique to the maisa of a bardas. A bardas has his own, if he's doing a maisa b'kavana, right? That's what Taisa says. He's doing a maisa b'kavana, so his maisa b'kavana is not nichlal in my maisa. He's an independent party. He's not viewed as a part of teva. The ruach is a part of teva. Even a maisa behema is a part of teva, because the behema is not a bardas, so he does things without thinking. So any maisa that's done shalom b'kavana is viewed as a chelik of teva. There are things that go on in the teva, so I'm responsible to take that into account in my maisa. It's nichlal as part of my maisa career. But Adam, if an Adam's megalgel, and he does it b'kavana, he does it in a way that we treat that as a maisa b'kavana of a bardas, so his maisa is not nichlal in my maisa kriya, it's not nichlal in my hadlaka. So I can't be chaya for esh or for bor if the maisa of the bardas is going to create the hezek. If the bardas is the one who creates the hezek, it's koluk from my maisa, and the chiv of bor and esh is for asiyas atakola. Asiyas atakola is only chayv if I did the maisa, or if something else that's a chelik of teva extended my maisa. But if an adam was a bardas, did something after my maisa, that's viewed as an independent maisa, and I can't be chayv for that. Comes out interesting, according to this pshat, so the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, think back to the Tosfos Rid, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is whether we can look at a Maisa Adam as being an extension of the original Maisa or not. What did Rashi say? Again, going back to the case on the Yud Tes on the base, you have the Galil that's tied onto the Tarnagol's foot, Kosher Adam, a person tied it on, he did a Maisa, and now the Tarnagol, the Ajay Aduye, he jumps up and he throws the Dalil. So comes Rashi and says that even if Kosher Adam, even if someone actually ties it on, he's going to be potter because it's Lav Baruhu. Lav Baruhu. So fact Taisus, it's Lav Baruhu, but he should be Chayim Din Eish. So answer the Taisus Rid, no, once there's another Maisa, what's the Lashon of Taisus Rid again? It's that golden Lashon, man. Once there's the other Maisa, Kaven the Shani of it Maisa, Butla Gramaso Sharisha. Once the Shani does a Maisa, then the Gram of the Rishon is finished. Who's the Shani? The Tarnagol. The Tarnagol did the Maisa. Rashi must understand that even if the Behema does the Maisa, that's Mevatel, the original Maisa of the individual. Bain Adam, Bain Behema. If something happens naturally, if it happens through the Ruach, then you can be Mechayevim Dinesh. But anything besides Ruach, if it's not literally something natural, you can't be Mechayev Midinesh. That's Rashi. That's Rashi who said, Ibehadi the Kazli Kamaski, you can't be Mechayev Midinesh. The Baal Tekol is not going to be Chayev. Why? Because if you have an independent Maisa, so that's going to be Mevatel, the Maisa of the Baal Tekol. Mevatel, the Maisa of the Baal Tekol, but it's a Behemah here, it's a Tarnagol. The Maisa of the Tarnagol is going to be Mevatel, his original Maisa. Yes, Rashi holds that any Maisa, if it's not something that's literally part of nature, it's not ruach, then you can't be mechayim b'din eish, because any mice is going to be mevatel the original mice of the Baal HaKol. It's on that point that Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that if we're talking about mice Adam, a mice of a bardeya, the mice of a bardeya is not a chelik of teva. The mice of a bardeya is going to be mevatel from the mice of the Baal HaKol, and you can't be mechayim b'din bar b'eish. If the the mice is only the mice of a behema, only the mice of a behema, that's a chelik of teva. It's like a chelik, it's like part of the natural world, because it's not a bar day, it's not someone consciously bekavana doing a mice. If it's not a conscious mice, so then that's nichlal as part of teva. If it's part of teva, then that's nichlal and the mice of the balata kolos, so then you should be machayev and midinesh. That's Taisus Kasha against Rashi. And Taisus Lishitasam, Taisus on Davav would say that if the Megagal is an Adam, then his Maisa Taka is Motzi from the Maisa of the Balat HaKol, and then only the Adam is going to be Chai. If the Megagal is a Behema, right, so then the Maisa of the Behema is not going to be Motzi. And that's why both of them are going to be Chai. We're going to split it 50-50. Okay, so Tosis and Rashi are disagreeing how far to extend the Eish. Right, do we extend the Eish to say that it's Nichlal and the Maisa of the Mavir, even if there's a Maisa Behema? Maisa Behema is a chelik of Teva also? It's viewed as a chelik of Teva because it's happening Shlava Kavana? Or do we say, no, only Ruach. Ruach is a chelik of Teva, but if there's any Maisa, Bein Adam, Bein Behema, so then that's going to be Motzi from the Maisa of the Mavir, Motzi from the Maisa of the Chofer Habor, and then you're not going to be Mechayev the Balat HaKol HaBechla. Yes.
So does this mean that according to this understanding of the Machlokas, that the way Peretz holds up Adam is part of Teva in some way?
Rabbi Peretz said it's 50-50.
So I mean that there's some type of expectancy.
Rabbi Peretz disagrees even Legabe Adam. We'll say that even if there's an Adam who's Megalgel, that's not Motzi from the Mice of the Balat HaKol. That's why they're both going to be Chayev. Right. Rabbi Peretz takes the other extreme. He says that even if there's an Adam, we're not going to say that it's motzi completely from the ma'aseh of the Baal Tachon. Right? Even Adam b'kavan, that's going to be mechza mechza. Right? Okay. Rav Nochum offers a third approach, and this actually you find in the Rishonim. Rav Nochum wanted to say that why is the Megalgal exclusively chayav according to Tosfos? If he's Megalgal b'kavan. Because the chiyuv of the Bala Bor is to be shomer his bor. He has a chiyuv shmirah. What's his chiyuv shmirah on? The Torah was never mechayev of the Bala Bor to be shomer the bor from a maisa adam. No such thing. He has to be shomer the bor from natural circumstances. It's not Reb Shimon, Reb Baruch Ber's vart, it's chelik of the maisa kriya. No, it's that. What's the chiyuv bar? The chiyuv bar is for a shmira. You're supposed to be shomer a bar. Person is not mechuyav to be shomer a bar from a ma'isa adam. Ma'isa adam is an independent action. So I don't have a chiyuv shmira from such a ma'isa. A ma'isa behema. Ma'isa behema that's not a bardas. I do have a chiyuv shmira. It's similar to Reb Shimon. It's a knetch of a difference. But the point is, I don't have a chiyuv shmira from a ma'isa adam. I only have a chiyuv shmira, obviously, from ruach, in the case of Eish. I have a chiyuv shmira by bor, even from a ma'isa adam. From things happening to this bor, with this bor, ma'isa hezek happening to the through this bor, but unrelated to a ma'isa adam. This is what the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam suggests as well. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. That the balabar doesn't have a chi of shmira. He's focusing on the chi of shmira, not on what is defined as your maisa. Do we define it as your maisa if there are other kochos playing on this? Ruach, behema, adam. That's not the key. The key is, what is your chi of shmira? My chi of shmira is from things that happen by themselves. Things that happen by themselves related to my bor. So maisa behema is like something that happens by itself because there's no das going into that. But a maisa adam is not something that happens by itself. So I'm not mechuyev to be shomer my bor from that eventuality. I don't have to be shomer the bor from a hezek that occurs to an adam. Okay, these are the three approaches within Tosfos. And either Tosfos is saying that if the adam is the megalgel, so then he's like taking the makel of someone else, he's taking the mammon and doing hezek with it. So you can't be mechayev the bala mammon for that, you can only be mechayev the adam. question with that is, what's the chiluk between Adam as opposed to Behema? Or the other two options are that it's a din in bor and eish that yechayef for yemaisa kriya and any extension of yemaisa kriya, but a mice of an Adam who's a bar das, I can't be chayef for them. Or that there's a chiyuv shmira. Chiyuv shmira, but your chiyuv shmira does not extend to a maisa hezek that occurs through a maisa adam. That's a bardas. The Taisus is troubled with his approach from one kashin. Let's work on this kashin. V'hoda amin en l'kamam d'perek ha'para shorva adam shadach v'lebar l'inyin ezak en kulan chayovin d'mash mafilu b'alabar. What's the problem? Taisus just told us that if an adam does hezek through the bar, if the Adam is Megalgel, so then the Megalgel is the exclusive Chayev. We're not going to be Chayev the Balat HaKol anymore. But I'll give you a case where there is an Adam involved, and yet the Balat HaKol is Chayev. Shorva Adam, Shadachfu Shor Labor. Right? Let's say you have a Shorva Adam, Shadachfu Labor. They pushed someone into a bar, an Adam, a Shor. So there we say, Le'in Yinazak and Kul Chayev, and you're Chayev the Balat HaKol. You have an Adam pushing in. And Adam is pushing into the bar, and the Baal Bar is chayv. Taisus just said, if an Adam pushes in, then the Baal Bar is not going to be chayv. This is Dach Astir. Taisus himself is the kash. Right? Taisus said that if an Adam pushes into the bar, it doesn't make any sense that you're going to be mechayv the Baal Bar. If an Adam takes the Eish and does hezek, you're not going to be mechayv the Baal Eish. But the Gemara and Daf and Gimel says beferish that you are going to be chayv. The Baal Bar is chayv. Sharva Adam Shadafu Labar, Lainin Nizak and Kulan Chayavin, Dimash Mafil Balabar. Sarach Loma, Demari Adam below Kavana. The Kevin, the Emma Kavana, Klal, Chaya Balabar, Kamoha Adam. Says Taisus, what do you have to say? It's Adam Shlob Kavana. Tremendous Chiddush. Taisus turns the Sugah on its head, not the Pashab Shat in the Sugah. Taisus says that Adam Vishar Shadafu Labar has to be Adam below Kavana. Because the Yisod of Tosis is that the only time that the Adam is held responsible for the Hezek and the Bala Takola is not Chaya, that's only if the Adam is Bekavana. So here, the Bala Bor is held responsible. He has to pay. Mechza, mechza. Shlish. It's unclear exactly how much they pay. Let's just assume Poshet, that each one is going to pay Shlish. Rabbi Peretz is sitting pretty. Because he says it's always mechza, mechza. The Bala Takola is not... You know, given a free ride over here. So the Gemara and Daflin Gimel is great. Rabbeinu Peretz is right. Everyone has to pay. Comes Taisus and says, no, obviously that Gemara must be talking about Adam Shlo B'Kavana. Adam Shlo B'Kavana has the same status as a Behema. Right? As we said. Right? Either if you learn what? Reb Shimon's Pshat. Baruch Be. If you learn that the things on Nichlal in my Maisa Kriya and my Maisa Havara, only if they happen naturally. So Adam Shloba Kavana is like a natural type of thing. It's a natural type of thing. Since in Shloba Kavana, it's just happening by itself. It's not happening to Kavana, so we view that as natural. That's Nichlal in my nice Kriya. Or if you take Rav Nochum's Pshat, so the reason why this is different is because I'm Mechuyev to watch. I have a Chiyev Shmira on anything that happens naturally. So if it's Adam Shloba Kavana, that's viewed as something natural, so therefore I'm Mechuyev in Shmira. So that's Tosfos has to turn the sugya on its head. Comes the Shita Mekubetzes on Daf and Gimel, and he says from the Ra'ah, no, you don't have to turn the sugya on its head. Even Adam Bekavana, in that case, Shava Adam Shadafu Labar, even if the Adam is Bekavana, the Baal HaTakol is going to be Chayav. Why? It's not that the Ra'ah is arguing with Tosfos' principle. The Ra'ah subscribes to Tosfos, but he says that Gemara is not a kasha against Tosfos. What's the Adam B'chule? What's he talking about? The Adam B'chule means Taisus. Avagad the parishional el the Adam shehizik b'kavana is chayev b'kula. That's what the Rabbi is saying. Same as Taisus. I said before that Adam shehizik b'kula is chayev. That Adam shehizik b'kavana is chayev b'kula. This mistam is Adam shehizik b'kavana. Adam Vishar Shadach Fulabar. What the Adam was Dochev Labar Shalaba Kavana. Shalaba Kavana, he was Dochev someone else Labar. Dochev Vishar Labar. It's a Pella. Taisus Pshat is a Pella. Dr. Oh, you can't learn like Taisus. You can't say it's Shalaba Kavana. Of course it's Bekavana. Aye, but if it's Bekavana, why should the Bala Takola, the Bala Bar be Chayv? Shiny Hoga de Messiah, Le Shor. Vade Bala Bar, Roy Le Schayev, Imohem, Du Poshele Gavitachitashah. It's not the ra'ah. This case is different. What's different about this case? One word. Adam v'shor shadach al-ban, right? There's a shor also that's being dochet. The case that we had before, there's a balatakala and there's something else. There's a balatakala and there's a tarnagol. There's a balatakala and an adam. But here, no, there are three people. There's a balatakala, there's a bala behema, and an adam. The behema and the adam are being dochet together. Something into the bor. Dochet v'shor, dochet an adam. It's not the ra'ah, that's the difference of the world. Even if the adam is bekavana, but because there's also a shor that's pushing into the bor, the bala takol is going to be chayav. That changes everything, even according to Tosfos. The ra'ah is not arguing with Tosfos. Rabbi Peretz argues with Tosfos. He would say that sugya is a raya that you always pay mechza mechza. Even if it's only adam and the bala takol, you're also going to pay mechza and mechza. But Tosfos says no. But if there's only a bala takola and an adam, then the adam pays everything. So why by shor v'adam shadachu labor do they pay equally? The bala takola is also going to pay. So after ra'ah, there, it's different because the shor is dochef labor also. Maishnam. What's the ra'ah saying? The k'tos ha'choshen in Simen Tof Yud, at the very end of the k'tos, if you last that long, right? Tos HaChoshen points out that the fact that Tosis didn't give the Ra'ah's answer sounds like he disagrees. Right? Tosis assumes that as long as an Adam is Dochef B'Kavon, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that the Shor is being Dochef as well. As long as an Adam is Dochef B'Kavonah, then the Adam is going to be Chayiv, and the Balabar is not going to be Chayiv. The Ra'ah disagrees. Why? The answer is because Tosis L'shitasim. Tosis assumes that the reason why we're Machayiv the Adam is because there's no chiyuv shmir on the part of the balabar. The maisa of the balabar doesn't extend, doesn't include the maisa adam. The maisa adam is independent. The maisa adam is independent of the balabar. So as long as the hezek occurred through a maisa adam, then the maisa kri of the balabar is not extended to the hezek. The balabar is not chayiv in shmira if the hezek occurs to a maisa adam. That's Taisis Lishitasa. What is the Ra'ah saying? The Ra'ah says that whenever the balabor is posheya, in this hezek is chayiv. If he's posheya, the hezek is chayiv. If that's the inyan, that if the balabor is posheya, then he's going to be chayiv, then there's a very big distinction between a case in which the adam was doche by himself, or the adam and the shor were doche together. Because if the Adam is Dochev by himself, then is the Balabara Poshea vis-a-vis the Maisa Adam? Adam is Dochev ashore into the Bor. Right, that's it. Is the Balabara Poshea vis-a-vis the Maisa Adam? No, because the Adam is Dochev Bekavana, he's a Bardas, he's responsible. The Balabara is not a Poshea. Comes the Ra'ah and says, but if the Adam and ashore were Dochev into the Bor together, the Balabara is a Poshea vis-a-vis the Shor. He's Moshe vis-a-vis the Shor. He might not be a Moshe vis-a-vis the Adam, but he's a Moshe vis-a-vis the Shor. Why? Because a Shor is a Shor. You know, he'll do Hezek, right? The Shor is going to do Hezek. He doesn't care. It doesn't like the animals. He's going to kick him into the ball. Vis-a-vis the Shor doing Hezek, the Balabar Taka is a Moshe. He is a Moshe. So even though he's not a Moshe vis-a-vis the Adam, you can be Mechayiv him because he is a Moshe vis-a-vis the Shor. So that's enough to be Mechayev the Balabor. Taisus holds no, it's all a question of whether the Maisa of the Balabor extends to this Hezek. It's a question of whether he's Chayev in Shmira. He's not Chayev in Shmira if the Adam's involved. He's not Chayev in Shmira if the Adam's involved. So once there's an Adam involved in the Hezek, he's not Chayev in Shmira there. But if we hold that the Pshat is that whenever the Balabor is a Poshea, so then he's going to be Chayev. As long as he was a Pasheh vis-a-vis the Shor being Dochev into the Bor, then it's enough to be Mechayev the Balabor.